Nolte, Minneapolis Black Business Owners Plead for Help in No-Go Zone. By John Nolte on April 24, 2021. Black-owned businesses trapped in the Minneapolis no-go zone where George Floyd was murdered by a police officer are pleading for, among other things, help from police, reports the New York Post. Black merchants near the once-thriving corner of 38th Street and Chicago Avenue said police have abandoned the blocked-off intersection, creating a dangerous autonomous zone that has seen crime spike and business evaporate. "The city left me in danger," the owner of Smoke in the Pit restaurant told the Post Thursday. "They locked us up on here and left us behind," said the merchant, who asked to be identified only as Alexander W. for fear of reprisals. "They left me with no food, no water, nothing to eat," Alexander told the Post. "The police, fire trucks, can't come in here. Welcome to one more Democrat-run city more interested in pushing lies about systemic racism than actually fulfilling its primary obligation, keeping its citizens safe and ensuring they can freely go about the business of living their lives and making a living." The Post reports that the no-go zone is empty of consumers. "Hardly any customers come anymore because they know it's unsafe and are likely to be harassed, or worse, by the left-wing terrorists in Black Lives Matter and Antifa, not mention the criminals and gangs who roam free without fear of police." The Black-owned businesses say they have lost 75% of their business since the Floyd Memorial sprouted up shortly after his death and feel they have been the sacrificial lambs at the hands of a Democrat-run city. One of the terrorists who oversees what's called George Floyd Square, an area that is literally blockaded, dismissed concerns of the business owners and residents, and added this, "Gang members keep us safe in their own way. Imagine living and trying to do business like this for more than a year. It's outrageous and only hurting the very people, Black Americans, Democrats claim they want to help. But Democrats have no interest in helping anyone other than themselves. And if every blue city in America has to be burned to the ground in order to hide the fact that Democrats cannot handle the most basic tasks of governing, and nothing is more basic than keeping people safe, they will see to it that those cities burn." Minneapolis has been governed by Democrats for more than 40 years. Republicans are so outnumbered they have no say whatsoever in how the city is run. And look at what's happening to this once great metropolis, the once great Twin Cities. As bad as I feel for the victims of this no-go zone, it seems fair to ask what they intend to do about it. Will they vote for change, or will they vote more of the same? Will Minneapolis continue to cast their votes based on stupid issues like systemic racism that have nothing to do with the basics of governing? Snow removal, filling potholes, safety, garbage pickup? Or will they finally wise up and focus on quality of life issues? Truth be told, I don't really care. Out here where I live, in rural America, we all own guns and have no gun violence or a violent crime crisis. People out here of all races and creeds live together in peace without any racial tensions. Our air, water, and streets are safe and clean. You get what you vote for, so I'm just curious how long the people of Minneapolis are going to vote for race riots, arson, violence, despair, bad policing, and looting.